Don't they do good? I do like our worship team. Y'all are, they're really good. You need to be thanking God for them. And they're leading us in worship. Wow. This is really strange, doing two services on Sundays. So last service, there was nobody over there. It was all over here. And so I was going to have to talk over here. This time they're all over here, and so I'm going to talk over. Y'all are going to get preached at today. All right? You in the middle, just chill out. It's all right. Take your Bible and turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Go to 2 Chronicles, take a left. Go to 2 Kings, take a right. Get you there every time. We're going to be continuing our study of characters in the Old Testament, our character study. And this morning we're going to be talking about a guy by the name of Jabez. And so before we get started, I want us to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come in this place, Father, to worship. Father, it's so good to be with brothers and sisters in Christ, with that desire to come into the presence of God together. Father, my prayer today is that we would truly realize the privilege it is to come into your presence, to hear you speak. Father, I pray that we will hear correctly and that we will respond in worship. Father, teach us your truth. Help us to walk in it, that your name will be lifted up and praised wherever we go this week. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be looking, I say, as a guy by the name of Jabez. And this is the prayer of Jabez has been around for a while. Matter of fact, one guy wrote a book about it. And I don't think that he intended it to be this way, but I do believe that the prayer of Jabez became a thing of trying to get what you want from God rather than receive what God has for you. And I think that if that's the way you look at it, you're missing the point. It's not about getting from God what we desire. It is allowing God to show us what he desires and wants for our lives so that we can experience the amazing wonder of who he is. And it's not about the prayer of Jabez. It's about the God who heard that prayer and granted his request. This is about a covenant-keeping God who was faithful and righteous in his promises to the children of Israel. And to understand this book, we've got to realize what's going on at the time that Ezra wrote this. Ezra wrote 1 Chronicles, and he wrote it about the time of, or just after the time of the Babylonian exile. And this is a book of genealogies of the families of the children of Israel. But it talks about what all has transpired. And we can look at this, and especially the two verses that we're going to look at today, as learning how to pray God's will over the lives of our family and ourselves. It is experiencing God's will in ourselves. Now, in reality, the covenant promise to Jabez and the covenant promise to Israel and the covenant promise to us is fulfilled in Jesus. And that's what this is all about. So these two verses give us hope today that even though we struggle in life, that God is a merciful God. You see, you remember last week we talked about Caleb, and he came out of the tribe of Judah. And Judah is one of those, Judah and Benjamin are the tribe that are really considered holy and righteous. Well, but it was the tribe of Judah that would rebelled against God that caused them to go into the Babylonian captivity. And now they have been brought back out to go back to Israel and to Jerusalem, and it really, this is a picture of God's mercy. And actually this story about Jabez is a picture of God's mercy, and it ought to give us hope today that even though we may have a difficult beginning, God has a way of blessing us because of that relationship we have with Him. God is a righteous God, and He is faithful in His relationship. This is a way of learning how to be righteous in our relationship with Him. So let's look at this passage, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning in verse 9. It says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested." What an amazing prayer this is. And to understand it, we need to know a few things. Number one, we need to know who Jabez really was. Well, this passage tells us that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Now, when you read honorable, think about respected. Jabez was respected more and more than his brothers. And we find out some of the reason why is that or that he was respected by the fact that in chapter 2 of 1 Chronicles, verse 55, we find out that he was living in a city called Jabez. They named the town after him because they respected him so much. We learned that Jabez's inheritance wasn't so much of his heritage or material things, but we find out that his inheritance is kind of like Abraham's. It was faith over heritage. Like Abraham, Jabez is a man of faith. He walked by faith. And that is what we know of him today, that he was a man of faith. Scripture does not tell us whether he received anything material from God, but we do know that God gave him a promise that he would provide for him and enable him to successfully traverse this life for the glory of God. And that's what we need to be praying for ourselves. You see, this is not really, this prayer that he prayed can't be seen as a private blessing from God. You know, Lord, just bless me, bless me, bless me. And truthfully, the book kind of brought that to the forefront. Bless me, bless me, bless me, God. We got to ask for God's blessing. Well, can I tell you, he already wants to bless you. And we'll find out in a minute, he already has blessed us beyond our wildest dreams. The reality is we need to learn how to live in that blessing through faith. And so that's a really neat thing. But Jabez was praying not as an individual, but as a member of the covenant community with God. And we are part of that covenant community of God as we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So what else do we know? Well, we know that his mama named him kind of a funny name, Jabez. And we know that the name Jabez, or the word Jabez, means sorrow and pain. That wouldn't you like that for your mom to name you sorrow, pain? I think she was having a difficult day, and it just came out to be. But in reality, Jabez is no different than us, or we're no different than Jabez. It's really part of the curse, right, of Genesis chapter 3, because of sin entered the world, that our moms bore us in pain. Now, that's part of the curse. Jabez was born under that curse, under the curse of sin. Just like all of us, we are all under that curse of pain and sorrow. And that's really the way life is for all of us. I just think Jabez was thinking that that because his mom named him that, he was scared to death it was going to be prophetic and that he would truly be a pain. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life when I've been a pain. I've been a pain to those that I love. I've been a pain to folks that I wanted to be a pain to. But we've got to realize that we're all under this curse. And the only way that we can not be a pain is that God grant us grace and give us his blessing in life. Now, we also know some things about Jabez, that he was a faithful follower of the one true living God. Look what it says in verse 10. It says, and Jabez called on, other translation says, that he cried out to the God of Israel. Jabez sought to worship the God who is, the real living God. And he was a follower of God. He wanted to know the heart of God. Matter of fact, they named the town after him, Jabez. And it says, if you go back to chapter 2, verse 55, it talks about the scribes that lived in that town and that Jabez had an impact on their life. Now, a scribe was one that was given the privilege and the responsibility of accurately copying the Word of God. And to do that, you had to have the right heart, you had to have the right attitude. And how did they learn that? Well, they learned it from Jabez. He shared life, his life with others, and brought them to the place that they could serve God. Can I say that Jabez was an Old Testament disciple maker? How God was filling his life was what he shared with others. And that's what we're called to do also. Now, we got to realize, because he was a righteous man, a faithful man to God, this prayer came from a man who knew how to approach God. So when you think about this prayer, this is not a selfish prayer. This is not a prayer about me, 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 me. This is a prayer about being in the presence of God and wanting God's best. Just like Caleb did when he said, give me that mountain. I don't want to settle for anything less than God's best. Jabez is praying, Lord, I want the best. I want what you have for me, because that is the best. And he is ready to approach God. You see, the sacrifices have been made. The confession has been done. The thanksgiving has been given. And he is ready to worship God. Now, worship is being that living sacrifice, as Romans chapter 12 talks about. It is coming to the place that you're ready to accept whatever God has for you and praise him for it. That's worship. Jabez was ready to worship God. Now, we need to understand that God doesn't promise us prosperity in the sense of material prosperity, but he does promise us to meet our needs, to provide provision for life. But when we realize what God has already provided for us, we realize that it really is prosperity. I want to remind you of a passage that's found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, that says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. You get that? Everything. That is, God has given us everything that will make life amazing. He's already given it. It is past tense. It is already done. He's given you prosperity in the sense of spiritual things. He has given you everything you need for life to be what he desires it to be. The problem is, just because he's given it doesn't mean that we're walking in it. And we've got to learn to walk by grace through faith to live out all that he has already given us. You feeling richer this morning? You ought to. Because God's already given you everything that you need to experience the wonder of life. We just need to learn to walk in it. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to experience some difficulties in life, right? I mean, we all know that. We all Jesus told us that in this world, Paul reminded us too, in this world we're going to find trouble in this life. It's coming. Satan is alive and well, and he is trying to destroy everything that God is doing. So we're going to experience some difficulty in life. But remember, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. God has already given us the promise to meet those needs. Now, Jabez was living in a time where God kind of dealt not differently, but in a different setting than what we are today. And Jabez knew that rebellion against God had the consequence of destruction. And he feared those things. He didn't want to experience those things. He wanted to experience the glory of God. So in Jabez's understanding, when God provided for him, it truly was prosperity. Because he didn't have to worry about destruction. He could live in the reality of the promises of God. And the aim for Jabez was that he would pray for God to transform his heart so he would have God's heart, and that he could endure the difficulties of life, but do it in a way that brings glory to God and a witness of his goodness and mercy. That's Jabez's heart. That ought to be our heart today. I mean, the world is in some weird places right now. I mean, we're experiencing some life that's just kind of surreal. And people need to see the answer is not going to be politics. The answer is not going to be social justice. The answer only comes when Jesus Christ is Lord of all. That's what we need. We need Jesus. And how are people going to know that they need Jesus except we are living out the reality of who God is? And his desire is that we experience that and we walk in the truth of his fulfilled promises. So we know a little bit about who Jabez is, who Jabez was. Now, what does it mean to pray like Jabez? If I'm going to pray like Jabez, you know, what does that mean? Well, number one, it is being that fully devoted, wholehearted follower of God. It's that's who he was. His whole heart was set on the Lord. And if we're going to pray like Jabez, we've got to have the heart that is fully set on the Lord. And the second thing is, if we're going to pray like Jabez, we've got to be living out this personal relationship with the eternal God. If I'm not in a relationship with him, nothing else matters. Life can only be experienced as we are in that right relationship with God. So it means that I've got to be in that right relationship with Jesus. He is to be my Lord. And when he is my Lord, he will be my deliverer, my rescuer, my savior. So I've got to come to that place that not only am I fully devoted to wanting to see God's glory, I've got to be willing to live in that relationship with him each and every day. I've got to be in that relationship. And the thing that's neat about this passage is that we realize Jabez is teaching us that we can bring those ordinary, personal, everyday concerns and needs to God, and he hears us, and he responds to us. What an amazing thing is to know that we can go to God. And not only, you know, Jabez, he's praying to God. We have the fuller understanding that we're praying to God, and Jesus is at the right hand of the throne interceding for us. Wow. What an amazing thing it is to know that our prayers are being heard and we have an advocate with the Father to experience those amazing answers that he gives us. Now, yes, I have to tell you that no is a legitimate answer to prayer. But he wants to say yes when we have that right heart. And it also teaches us this prayer of Jabez ought to be teaching us today that we ought to be praying without ceasing over everything, over every part of life. God wants to be a part of your personal, intimate, ordinary, everyday life. And we need to learn to pray without ceasing. So, how can we pray like Jabez? Well, the first thing we need to know is what we don't need to pray for. And number one, we really don't have, I mean, he wants to know our ordinary stuff, but don't be asking for the temporal. Be asking for the eternal. Ask him for the things that remain. That's really what Jabez did. When we look at Jabez's prayer, he prayed four things. Number one, he prayed, Lord, bless me. He prayed for God's blessing. And he prayed to God for God's blessing because he realized that God was the source of blessing. Do you realize there is no other source of blessing than God and what God does? And what do we need? We need God's blessing. What kind of blessing? Well, Number one, I need his mercy, right? Not getting the things that I deserve. Number two, I need his grace, that he's working in me both to will and to do the things that please him. And I need the peace to live it out in a world that's gone crazy. But when we realize that he is the blesser and that he gives us mercy, he gives us grace, he gives us peace, then we can live each and every day blessed and a blessing to others. Lord, bless me. Is that what you ask for when you ask God to bless you? I pray that it is. The second thing that Jabez prayed was that God would enlarge his coast or his territory. My New King James says territory. Others translations say coast, but some say borders. But when you get out and you look at it, it really means horizon. Enlarge my horizon. Expand my horizon. And when he's talking about horizon, he's not talking necessarily territory. He's talking about the vision that he has of life. To see life from God's point of view. To experience life to the fullest. To know what God has for him and to not settle for anything less. You know, he's praying that God would give him wisdom. More wisdom. So that he could live it out. He's wanting more truth so he can live it out. He's wanting a purpose in life that will bring glory to God. Expand my horizon. Do you pray that? God, teach me something new today. Show me some way of living it out in a way that others can see your glory, your goodness, your just how amazing you are, God. Teach me to live it out in a new way, in a fresh way. Expand my horizon. Give me influence where I didn't have it. Give me a voice where I've not shared it. Teach me to live it out so that the world can see there is a living God. Life is better in his presence. The third thing that he prayed for, he's, God, that you would be with me. He wanted God's presence in his life. I really believe he wanted God's presence in his life so Jabez wouldn't be Jabez. You know, a pain. I think we all need to be praying that, Lord, be with me so that I'm not a pain. Not a pain to you, God, not a pain to others. Lord, I don't want to be a pain. Walk with me. Keep me on the right track so I'm not a pain. How many of y'all prayed that? Yeah. Because we can be a pain. The the last thing that Jabez prayed for was that God would keep him from evil. You know, Satan is alive and well. He's trying to destroy life. He's just trying to destroy your life. He's just trying to destroy my life. He's trying to destroy this church's life. He's trying to destroy the witness of Jesus in the world. He is alive. Evil is out there. Jabez realizes that the only way that he can not participate in that evil is that he live under the protection of God. You see, we got to get to the place that we are willing to say, Lord, I want to live under your umbrella to keep the evil off of me. Now, to live under his umbrella means that I've got to be obedient to his truth and his way, his precepts, his commands. I've got to live the way he wants me to live. Jabez is saying, Lord, I don't want to be influenced by evil. I don't want to be a part of evil. I don't want to experience the destruction of sin. Lord, keep me from evil. Well, the only way we can do that is to live under God's protection. Now, the problem with that is most of us, we don't like living under God's protection because we got to live the way God wants us to live. We'd rather make those choices ourselves. But what we need to understand, God is the same, the yesterday, today, and forever. And disobedience will result, the consequence of disobedience will result in negative situations. And if you want to experience the positive of life, it is that we pray like he prayed, Lord, keep me from evil. Help me to walk under your protection every day. So, to pray like Jabez, number one, I've got to see God for who he is, that he is sovereign, all-powerful God. He has the right to do with me as he desires to do because I am his creation. I am his, and I am to be used for his glory, and I got to be good with that. Whatever he wants me to do, or whatever he leads me through, I've got to be good with the realization that God is in control and in charge, and that he is sovereign, and I am to give him his place. But secondly, I've got to seek him to put in me the heart of Christ, a heart that's willing to give up so others can experience God's good. I've got to have that heart of Jesus so that I can live for the glory of God and the benefit of others. And then I've got to walk in God's protection so that I fulfill my purpose that God has given me. You remember I said earlier that Jabez was an Old Testament disciple maker. And we all have to realize that we have all been given, commissioned to be disciple makers in our time. And so when we're praying like Jabez, we've got to receive God's call to fulfill his purpose for our lives. And that is to know Jesus, to make him known, and to help others come to that relationship with him. So, I hate to bust your bubble, but you cannot pray Jabez's prayer. You know why? You're not Jabez. But you can pray your prayer just like Jabez did, seeing God for who he is, surrendering to God for his purpose, allowing God to change our hearts so that we live for his glory and that we walk in a way that leads others to know him. We can pray that prayer. And you know what? Just like Jabez, God will grant that request as we pray in Jesus' name. For Jesus' will. this morning, I hope that we realize that Jabez is a picture of God's love for us. That even though we are at times rebellious, and at times we've experienced the consequences of poor choices, that God is merciful and wants to bring us back, and he wants us to walk in the wonder of the life that Jesus came to give us. May we pray and live daily to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we come to you today. We thank you for your truth. Lord, I thank you for Jabez. Lord, I can't wait to meet him. Lord, I just, I pray that you would give us that heart. That we want you to do whatever it takes so that we can walk in everything that you have for us. And that we'd settle for nothing less than your will for our lives. Realizing that everything you have for us. Lord, teach us your way. And Lord, help us to walk in it. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have a time of invitation. It's really a time of prayer, so you can remain seated where you are. Did you hear something new? Did you hear something fresh? Did you hear God say, hey, I've got something new for you? Would you say, Lord, if I didn't hear anything, would you show me your way? Would you give me your truth today? And whatever he shows you, whatever he tells you, will you say, yes, Lord? As the choir sings or the praise team sings, as you pray and commune with God, worship by saying yes. I pray that you've had a time of worship today, that you've heard something, that God has spoken, and that you felt his presence, and that you realize that he has blessed us beyond measure, and that we just ought to, by faith, walk in the goodness of who he is. I want to remind you of a couple of things. Two Sundays from now, on February. Trying to redo all this stuff that we've been there. No, not really. Don't want to do that. On June, the second Sunday in June, I think it's the 14th, we're going to be honoring our seniors. And so Misty Slaughter has been really good about getting baskets for our seniors and getting some stuff for them. And we're trying to make sure that they have a cool send-off. They've not had the best of senior years, and we want to bless them. So here's what we want the church to do. We're going to be trying to get some gift cards for all of them so they can use them when they go to school, or if they're not going to school, that whatever life is, they'll have some blessing from us over the next while. And so we're going to ask that if you would like to participate in helping us bless our seniors, we want you to get some gift cards from neat places. Of course, I said earlier in the early service that, you know, if I'd have gotten a gift card, it didn't matter where it was from, it would have been cool. So, and I think most of most of us are still that way. So anyway, we're going to try to bless them with gift cards, and you can participate with us. We want you to participate with us. Just let us know or drop them off by the church. We're going to have baskets here next week, so you can be able to put them in the baskets yourselves, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to get them a Bible and a devotional book too, but we're going to do this. The baskets are just kind of to help them take those first steps and be blessed. So please help us with that. The second thing I want to say is thank you for being so consistent and generous in your giving. You guys have blessed. We still have our offering plates are in the back of the church. So remember worship and giving, and we appreciate that. We have, in the past, we've been able to use some of our funds to help other churches. We're going to continue to do that as you give generously. So thank you for your generous gifts. Well, God is good.
All the time.
And God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Okay. I want you to live that out this week, okay? I want you to share it with somebody. And not just the words of what he has done in your life. And so let's stand, let's sing.